Today, we're looking at a question that a lot of people in the legal world, and frankly, a lot of ordinary leaseholders in the North are asking. How is it that Andrew Milne, a solicitor with a criminal conviction for stalking, multiple allegations of bullying behaviour, and now fresh SRA practice restrictions, is still on the solicitor's roll? Let's break this down. Andrew Milne has been a solicitor for around 40 years. In 2024, he was convicted of stalking court blogger Daniel Cloak. This wasn't a borderline case. The court described his behaviour as oppressive and unreasonable, over 120 emails, uninvited visits, voicemails, even a gift. He received a 2-year community order and a 7-year restraining order. Now, for most professions, that alone would be career-ending. But in the legal sector, he kept practicing, albeit under supervision. And now, as of this month, the SRA has imposed a new condition. Milne is banned from practicing in real property law, full stop. No conveyancing, no leasehold disputes, no property litigation. That's on top of the supervision requirement he already had. This isn't happening in a vacuum. For years, MPs have raised concerns about Milne's behaviour as a freeholder. Leaseholders have reported threats of court action, aggressive correspondence, demands for £25,000 plus to buy out freeholds, and what they describe as bullying and harassment. One MP even told Parliament that Milne had been arrested on suspicion of fraud and blackmail, though, to be clear, that's an allegation, not a conviction. So we've got a solicitor with a criminal conviction, a restraining order, a supervision requirement, a ban from an entire area of law, ongoing SRA investigations, parliamentary scrutiny, and police involvement, and yet, he remains on the roll. Here's the uncomfortable truth. The SRA moves slowly, painfully slowly, when it comes to striking someone off. There are three main reasons. First, they need a full disciplinary finding, not just a conviction. A criminal conviction can lead to strike off, but it isn't automatic. The SRA still has to run its own process, gather its own evidence, and present the case to the solicitor's disciplinary tribunal. Second, they tend to escalate step by step. The SRA loves incremental restrictions. First, supervision, then targeted bans, then broader bans, finally, referral to the SDT. Milne is now in stage 2, the tightening the leash phase. Third, they are extremely cautious about appeals. If they move too fast and lose at the SDT or in the High Court, it weakens their position in future cases, so they build the case brick by brick. But here's the problem. Public protection is supposed to be the priority. And when someone with a stalking conviction is still allowed to practice law, even in a limited capacity, people start asking whether the system is protecting the public or protecting the profession. Given the new property law ban, the SRA is clearly preparing the ground for something bigger. If further findings come out of the leasehold investigations, the police inquiries, or any new complaints, then a referral to the SDT becomes almost inevitable. And at that point, strike-off is very much on the table. But right now, he remains a solicitor. He can still act under supervision in areas outside real property. And that's why people are asking the question, what exactly does it take to be removed from the role? This case isn't just about one solicitor. It's about the credibility of the regulatory system. If the public sees someone with this track record still practicing, it undermines trust in the profession as a whole. We'll keep watching this one because the SRA clearly isn't finished and neither are the people raising concerns. Thanks for listening. I'm Ashley of fraxbiz.com and this has been a straight talking look at the Milne case and the bigger question it raises for the legal profession.